أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're trying to establish or build a relationship with the Quran, and we're looking at this step-by-step study. The first step, I said, was to be able to recite the Quran and recite it to the best of our ability in the most perfect way. And that science is known as the science of tartil, tajweed. The second step was to familiarize ourselves with this book. And in my mind, the first step is to be able to, if nothing else, know the names of the 114 surah or chapters of the Quran. And we're trying to learn them through the system of mnemonics, or the art of memorization. And the process is divided into three stages. You have encoding the elements of information into visual images, because image information is far easier to memorize than textual information. Then the memorization process itself, and then remembering the sequence of information. And yesterday we looked at chapters 1 to 10. Today we will look at a very short section, which is chapters 11 to 15. Now, as usual, we have a focus point or a peg on which we will hang the story. So the focus point here is 11. Imagine writing the number 11 with a line through it. So immediately near head, it's a H. And H stands for Hud. So you know surah number 11 is Hud. Now imagine the story. Close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't. Just listen to it. Hud and Yusuf were friends. And they were walking along. And suddenly, they heard a noise like thunder. They went to investigate what that noise was. And when they did, they saw that it was Ibrahim breaking the stone idols. So let's look at the sequence. Hud, Yusuf, thunder, Ibrahim, stone idols. So you know, surah number 11 is Hud because we created that peg. Immediately, you know, there were two friends, Hud and Yusuf. Surah number 12 is Yusuf. Also, you could remember 12 as the 12 brothers. 13 is Ra'd or thunder. 14 is Ibrahim. And 15 is Hijr or stones, the rock idols. So if we were to go right back from where we started yesterday, we now have four focus points. We have four. Immediately in our head, it's women. Seven up. So we know surah number 7 is up or heights. 10, we know 0 of the 10, we put Yunus in there, so we know that's through to Yunus. And 11, we know is Hud. So let's go over both stories again. The doors opened. There was beef burgers. They were donated by the children of Imran, served by women on a table. On smelling the aroma, people rushed like cattle from above, from upstairs, thinking it was spoils of war. When they realized their error, they did Tawbah, they repented like Yunus. Second story. Hud and Yusuf were two friends. They heard a noise like thunder. When they went to investigate, they saw it was Ibrahim breaking the stone idols. So now we know surahs 1 to 15. We know opening, we know cow, Ali Imran, women, table. Then we saw number 6 as An'am, which is cattle. 7 was 7 up, A'araf. 8 was Anfal, spoils of war. 9, repentance. And 10 was Yunus. Then we find 11 as Hud, 12 as Yusuf, 13 as Ra'at or thunder, 14 as Ibrahim, and 15 as rock or stone. Inshallah, we will continue with this process, and may Allah accept our efforts. And let us pray that we familiarize ourselves with the Quran and build relationship with it. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.